Isaiah chapter 43. During illness, this portion of scripture was a great means of helping me through what the Lord had laid out for us. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord, that createth thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Amen. And we do know that God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Just a moment of prayer, please, as we turn to God's word this morning. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for all that has taken place in our hour of worship. We thank you for the lovely old hymns of Zion. And surely our hearts have been made joyful from the singing of these lovely hymns. We've been lifted heavenward. We thank you for the tithes from the offerings brought into the storehouse. We pray what has been given you'll take and you'll use to your glory. Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we have read together. This is the word that forever is settled in heaven. And Lord, now as we turn to meditate upon it, give to us each one the hearing ear and the understanding heart. Help us each one, Lord, to be able this morning to say that the Lord has spoken to my heart. Give to us that Emmaus Road experience. Lord, draw near to us and make our hearts burn within us. We ask it in our Savior's lovely name. Amen. Amen. I want to begin this morning by asking you a very personal question. Are you happy today in the Lord? Are you happy this morning in the Lord? Is there joy in your heart today because of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, friends, it is so often very easy to lose that joy. We're inclined perhaps to focus on the problems of life. But God's people ought to be a joyful people. If anyone has a reason to smile, we do. We have a hope that is out of this world. There is so much for the child of God to rejoice about. The verses that we have read this morning were given to the nation of Israel concerning their captivity. They are specific to Israel. But there is a great application for God's people today as well from these verses. And as we look at these verses of Scripture, we can find, my, there's so much encouragement in the Lord. And we can be brought to the realization that it is possible for us to experience real joy, lasting joy in our Christian journey. Are you happy today in the Lord? As we look at these verses of Scripture, the Lord expected Israel to do certain things, and He expects us of us this morning as well. And the Lord would ask His people this morning to reflect on their past. He asked Israel to reflect on their past. He says in verse 1, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Notice this first verse. It is spoken in the past tense. In the past tense. The Lord is speaking about the past. And friends, this morning as we sit together, we all have a past. Of course, there are things in that past that we wish we could forget. Some things, if we could delete them, we would do so. Some things we wish would never have happened, but they are there. And sometimes God's people are inclined to beat themselves up because of certain things in their past. And they just can't seem to leave them. They can't seem to get past them. But when God is willing to forgive, and when God is willing to forget our past, well, why should we not be able to do the same? We will never have joy today if we are unwilling or if we are unable to forget our mistakes and forgive ourselves for those mistakes. You see, friends, for the child of God, instead of looking at those mistakes, there are some wonderful things in our past that we should be rejoicing about. If you are saved today, your past has some wonderful aspects that are worth reflection. There's some wonderful things in your life that are worth recalling, that are worth dwelling upon this morning. Just for a few moments, I want us to think about our sovereign. Now, I'm not speaking about our Queen, but did you realize and recognize who was speaking in the text of Scripture? It was God Himself. The Lord Jehovah, the great I Am, He was reminding Israel, as well as us, just who He is. Did you ever take time and sit down and think about the greatness of God? Did you ever reflect on the awesomeness of God? You see, He is far bigger than we can ever comprehend. He is the God of all creation. John says all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. My friends, all that we see and all that we know is God, including ourselves. Including ourselves. God gave us each a life. And that in itself is a wonderful, it's a significant part of our past. Listen, Jeremiah says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." God put all the pieces together to make you and to make me who we are. We are His creation. He is our sovereign. Friends, we should be joyful this morning in that. And God also would want us to reflect, as we think of our past, not only on our sovereign, but God said, "I want you to reflect on your salvation." He says, "For I have redeemed thee." I have redeemed thee. Friends, we are also reminded by God this morning of our redemption. Yes, God created us, but we were born in sin. And that sin separated us from God. But God loved us enough to provide the means of our salvation. Did you ever consider the love of God? The price that had to be paid for your redemption and for mine. You see, before man was ever created, God knew that he would sin. And God knew he would need a Savior. And God sent his only begotten Son to be that Savior. You think of all the days of your life. And thank God for all of the days of our past. And you highlight the great days and the good days of your past. And I'll challenge you this morning. I believe the greatest day in any man or any woman or any young person's life is the day you met the Savior. The day that you were saved. My friends, there's nothing to compare with that wonderful day when we met the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted him as our Savior. I will never forget the Saturday morning in the mountain Tandragee, in the home of the Reverend Frank McClelland, when I met the Savior. Oh, I have had many wonderful days, many wonderful experiences in my life, but there is absolutely nothing to compare with that wonderful day when I met the Savior. Friends, we are redeemed this morning by the precious blood of Christ. We need to keep reminding ourselves that he took our sin and he gave us righteousness. And as God looks down upon us, he no longer sees that sin of our past, but thank God it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins this morning are eternally forgiven. Oh, does that not bring joy to your heart? Your sins this morning are all forgiven. They're in the sea of God's forgetfulness. God says, I want you to reflect also on your separation. He says, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. We are also reminded, friends, that we belong to God. And when that happens, a change takes place in our lives. Oh, we can sit this morning and maybe we'll say, well, I'm not what I should be. And I'm not what I really want to be. But as a Christian this morning, you can say from the depths of your heart, I'm not what I used to be. You see, this morning, you're a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember old Jacob. Oh, Jacob was a schemer. Jacob was a trickster. He was a man, as we would say today, you couldn't watch him. But when he admitted who he was, and he recognized God who he was never the same again. You remember that night of wrestling? We're told of Jacob that the sun rose upon him. There was a new day started. The sun rose upon him, and then it says, and he halted upon his thigh. He had a new walk. His walk was never the same again. He was changed, a new man and a new walk, a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, friends, we were once called by this old world sinners. Oh, we were children of the devil. We were lost and we were undone. But thank God this morning we have a new name. Our names are now written in heaven. We are saved. We are children of God. We are the redeemed. Thank God we have been separated unto him. New creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. My, what joy that should give to you today. I believe that very often we don't reflect on that enough. People say it's sinful to look back. Sometimes it's sensible to look back and just review what the Lord has done for us. Reflecting on the past. Friends, what a past we have when we consider the right things, the blessings of God. But God secondly gives to us a reassurance for today, the present. He said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." You see, God had reminded Israel of their past. Israel had a past. But then he also comes and he reassures them of what they possessed right then and there. You know, friends, we should be thankful this morning that when God saved us, he didn't leave us to make our own way through our Christian journey. We would have made some mess of it, wouldn't we? Oh, life may be hard at times, but we can have real joy today. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. Some people think, "Oh, I can't be a joyful Christian until I get home to glory and then I'll be joyful." That's rubbish. I know God is making provision for us right now. Friends, what a joy it is. God would reassure us today of what he is and what he means to us. Look what we have. We have God's presence. We're assured of that. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." This is a reminder of the mighty miracle at the Red Sea. God had made a way and he had led the people across. God was there in their midst. He is assuring Israel again that as he was with Moses, so he would be with them. And dear friends in Lurgan this morning, we can rejoice in that same promise. He will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Psalm 46 tells us that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Friends, God is always near us, as the little children's hymn would say. Aren't you glad this morning, child of God, that you have God's presence daily in your life? God is mindful of us today. My, what a blessing that is, to know the presence of God. But God goes on and tells us to think about the power of God. And he reminds these people, "And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee." This is a reminder of when Israel crossed Jordan into the promised land. You see, that mighty Jordan at that time was overflowing its banks. And it stood between them and their victorious life. What a life they were going to have. But there was an obstacle there. But the Lord's power held back the river so that they might safely cross. My dear friends in Lurgan today, our lives may have many occasions of difficulty, many times of distress. There may be times of even despair. There will be times when it appears that, well, we just can't take any more. There are things we just cannot bear. We may even think that we're going to drown in the river of sorrow or the river of distress or the river of trouble. Sometimes that happens to Christians. Their troubles almost drown them. Yes, there will be some Jordans that we cannot cross by ourselves. But if we will stay close to God, he will lead us through. Surely we have all experienced the mighty power of God in our past. Has he not brought us safe thus far? As the hymn writer says, My dear friend, we need to rejoice not only in the presence of God, but we need to rejoice in the power of God. What a blessing. As the hymn writer says, look ever to Jesus, and He will carry you through. Ah, God's presence, God's power, but what would be God's protection? He says, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, friends, I'm glad for the reassurance of God's protection in our lives today. Oh yes, there may have been times when we set out to do things on our own. Maybe we thought perhaps there was we could cross a Jordan of trouble on our own. But God, in His mercy, He allowed us to keep our heads above water. And there are times when we look back, times left to our own devices, we would surely have perished had it not been for God's protection. We can't walk through the fire without God. We are here today, my friends, sitting, rejoicing in His presence, because we have about us a hedge of protection. We face a determined adversary today, the devil. And I believe Christians underestimate the power of the devil. We speak of the devil as if he was a minister up the road, or something else. But people, you don't need to underestimate the power of the devil. You need to be careful about the power of the devil. Because the devil wants to snuff you out. And the devil wants to destroy your Christian life. And the devil wants to silence the child of God. Ah, but greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. You remember the Hebrew boys? They didn't even have the smell of smoke upon them. Why? This was all because of the fourth man in the fire. And God will keep those who belong to Him to fulfill His purpose. I am glad of God's protection, and I know so are you. But we've got to live sensibly. I'm not encouraging people to do things foolish and say, I'll be all right, God's protecting me. You needn't go and stand in the middle of the M1 thinking God will protect me. But you'll get knocked down. That's about the height of it. As the boy says, you'll be flattened. You know, friends, God will be with us. And we will be here as long as God pleases. He has put a hedge about us that even Satan cannot break through. God had Israel consider His hand a provision. God had never failed them. God had protected them. He was well able to do in Moses' day, and He was able to do it again in their day. And He says to these people, I just want to reassure you. And God would tell us this morning, look, you don't know what lies ahead, but I want to reassure you that I will not fail you, that I will not let you down, that I will protect you. I will be with you. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' love has never failed me yet. This one thing I know, as I onward go, Jesus' love has never failed me yet. Reflecting on our past, but thank God we have a reassurance for today. We have His presence. But then God goes on and He tells us to think about the future. He reminds us that we have a future. You know, friends, we do have a wonderful, wonderful future. People here were going into captivity, but God had promised that it wouldn't last forever. He was reminding them that that captivity one day would be brought to an end, and they would be freed. And dear friends, we have a hope, a glorious future as well. We're told, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. The life of trouble, the life of heartache, the life of pain, the child of God knows about it all. But we have something special. We have a wonderful future. We have much, much more than troubles. We have much more than heartaches. We have much more than distress to look forward to. Look at our position in Him. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Friends, you're precious this morning to the Lord. Do you know that? Do you know sometimes you grandmothers, what you're like, when the wee ones come along, and you get them on your knee, and you put your arms around them, and you start to talk all the nanny talk to them, and you'll say to them, "Ach, you're so precious to me. You're so precious to me." Children of God, that's just what we're like this morning in the arms of our Heavenly Father. We are so precious to Him. So precious that there was a great ransom paid for our redemption. And the church is valuable to the Lord. We are secure this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize that? Do you realize that the security you have this morning? He says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which giveth them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." My, the saved have a glorious position in Christ. Oh, this life may be filled with disappointments. You know, other people, they may not see much value in you. But God has a place reserved in heaven for us. And we are just one breath away from claiming that position. We already possess it. The saved this morning, it's as good as already being in heaven. Rejoice in your position in Christ. You're as sure of heaven as if you're already there. Think of our presentation. God promised to one day gather the nations of Israel again. And He would do just as He promised. But there will also be a gathering of the church. And as we are presented as the bride of Christ, one day the bridegroom will call for his bride. And we will march into the celestial city of Jehovah, presented at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, what a day that will be, my friends, to stand in that great number, received and accepted before God. Lift up your head, Christian. Our wedding day is approaching, and we shall all be there, all God's saints. Look what He says in verse 7. "Every one that is called by my name, you will be presented to him." When that all happens, friends, we have to think of our perfection. "Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." I have created him for my glory. God reveals that man was created for his glory. And friends, when we live a life of service, A service that gives God glory and honor. It's a wonderful thing. But you know, one day, as we stand before Him, He will receive the glory that He is due. And these bodies of sinful flesh, we will have been created for a new body, a glorified body. And as we worship and as we praise our King, oh, there will be nothing in heaven that will defile us. All will be perfect as the redeemed gather around the throne to lift praises to the Lord, our God of glory. What a day that will be. Did you ever think of it? I know that eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him, them that love him. We can't even begin to imagine what it's going to be like. But what a day that's going to be. What a day. I hope you've been encouraged this morning in your walk with the Savior. Our lives don't have to be lived in constant dread. We can have real joy as we live our Christian life because of what God has done for us, because of what God is doing for us, and because of what God will do for us. Dear child of God, rejoice this morning in your salvation. But what about you that who are not saved today? You're lost. I say that with a heavy heart. You're lost. And your past and your present and your future, it is grim. It is grim. But that can change if you trust the Savior. He has already purchased your redemption, but you need to come and accept Him and receive Him as your Savior. Can I ask you again, Christian? Are you happy today in the Lord? If not, why not? You reflect on your past. He saved you. He gives you a reassurance for today. He is with you. And He's reminding you about your future. We will be with Him. And what a day, a glorious day, that will be. I want to close with the words of the little children's chorus. And it just simply says, happiness is the Lord. I trust that today you are happy in Jesus.